Six, low threat and general discharge cases. Mr. Briggs.
We have several cases that are listed here for information purposes to let you know about enrollment in general permits and waste discharge requirements. And it's a written report to let you know about those enrollments. So if you have any questions, we'd be happy to attempt to answer them.
Dr. Hunter?
Yes, just one quick question I have. Concerning Kendall Jackson, Monterey Winery,
mm-hmm.
I just wondered, there's a, the last line of that paragraph says that the permit has been modified specifically for Kendall Jackson. Can you give a little more information on what kinds of modifications were made?
Well, it's not the permit that's been modified, and it's waste discharge requirements as opposed to a permit, but the general waste discharge requirements were adopted by the board. So what this refers to is the monitoring program, and we typically customize the monitoring program to fit the operation.
Okay, so the existing, I think I get it. Okay, so the existing monitoring report that they were operating under has been modified to meet the 2008-0018 program permit. Is that what you're saying?
It's basically a customized monitoring program. So we use the general waste discharge requirements, but then we have a monitoring program that is designed just for the individual facilities. And that's
okay.
What we typically do.
Okay.
Any other board questions or comments on agenda item 6? Okay. We'll move on to agenda.